Hey, I'm Evie, and I just love a routine. I have a very complex morning routine that I do every day, and this morning routine is going to go on steroids once summer vacation begins. I think my morning routine is going to last till about 11 a.m.
Starting at five.
It's going to be 6 hours. So I live in Wisconsin with my three kids and our dear Siamese cat.
Oh, really? Oh, lovely. Okay. Well, hi, I'm Leah, and I'm a creature of habit who needs a good shaking up. I am a middle school English teacher at an international school in Beijing, China. And it appears I'm here for the summer, not getting back to North America this summer. So I am working on wrapping my head around how I can mix things up a bit and find some things to look forward to. Oh, and I live here with my sweetie Dawn and our two kids, Emily and Charlotte.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Two book recommendations this week.
Ooh, we will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Revving up your routines.
And of course, Leia, we will have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Edie, what do you have for us?
Well, Leia, I have a memoir that I just finished last week, and it is called Composed, and it's by Roseanne Cash. I listened to it on Audible, even though I had found it at a thrift store, so I could have read it, but I love hearing memoirs because I like hearing the author read it to me. Yeah. And Roseanne Cash just has a beautiful, soothing voice.
Does she sing at all?
She kind of half-heartedly strums the guitar at the end, but I think it's her husband, John Leventhal, not her.
Oh, okay.
So... No, it's not like the Carly Simon memoir where Carly would start singing between, scatting between chapters, which I loved.
Oh, cool.
But I loved hearing Roseanne Cash talk about, you know, her childhood, her whole journey into the movie, you know, or the music business, different little sweet stories about her dad. You will also find out what she thought about that horrid movie that came out about Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I found it just horrid.
Did you?
You'll have to read Composed to find out what Roseanne thinks. But
okay.
Highly recommend.
I'm glad. And you recommend the Audible version.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fine reading it, but I liked hearing your voice.
I love it that you listen to Audible. I don't, and I keep aspiring to do it, so maybe this can be my first book.
Oh, I think you would love it, and then jump right into that Carly Simon one, because, woo!
Scatting book.
That one's, as the middle school kids say, spicy.
Spicy. Oh, I like a good bit of spice. Okay. Well, Edie, I have a great book recommendation too that I don't know who recommended it to me or how I even found this book, but it's called Come Fly With Me by Julia Cook. And I'm actually going to just read from a Goodreads review because I just thought they did such a great job. And I had taken some of my own notes and then I came up with this and I read this and I thought, well, this is exactly what I want to say. So I'm stealing it from Goodreads. Okay. So listen to this. Glamour, danger, liberation in a Mad Men era of commercial flight, Pan Am World Airways attracted the kind of young women who wanted out and wanted up. required to have a college degree, speak two languages, and possess the political savvy of a Foreign Service officer, a jet age stewardess serving on iconic Pan Am between 1966 and 1975, also had to be between 5'3" and 5'9", between 105 and 140 pounds, I'm out on all counts here, and under 26 years of age at the time of hire. Julia Cook's intimate storytelling weaves together the real-life stories of a memorable cast of characters, from Lynn Totten, a science major who decided life in a lab was not for her, to Hazel Bowie, one of the relatively few black stewardesses of the era, as they embraced the liberation of their new jet-set life. Cook brings to life the story of Pan Am stewardess's role in the Vietnam War as the airline added runs from Saigon to Hong Kong for plane loads of weary young soldiers straight from the battlefields who were off for 5 days of R&R and then flown back to war. And finally, and this was amazing, Edie, Operation Baby Lift, the dramatic evacuation of 2,000 children during the fall of Saigon. The book's special cast of stewardesses unites to play an extraordinary role on the world stage. Loved it, Edie. It was fun. It was compelling. At first, when I was reading it, I wasn't sure if it was, you know, the characters were, you know, loosely based on characters. But then when I got to the middle of the book and I saw photos of them, I was like, oh no, these people are real. And just so fascinating. And at that time, it was, you know, pretty much the most liberated thing you could do. Like in the late 50s and the early 60s, as a woman, you really couldn't travel. This is independently, right? This is kind of your ticket out to do something, to have an adventure without, you know, having to take a husband along or go with your parents, right? So really, really fascinating read. Loved it a lot. A great for, I would say, a great recommendation for a book club read. Lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to remember that, Leia, because the last book that I recommended was kind of a stinker. I don't want to say the title.
Okay.
I don't want to say the title.
Okay. Well, Come Fly With Me by Julia Cook.
Come Fly With Me.
Yeah, right? And did you know that the Pan Am Airlines also started the Intercontinental Hotels? That was part of their brand as well. Super interesting.
No.
So much cool stuff to learn. So, yeah, so we will put both of these books, the Roseanne Cash book and the Julia Cook book, in our show notes. So that Julia cookbook, not cookbook.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a cookbook. Oh, Leia.
Yay.
I think I hear a campfire.
I think I hear a campfire tune.
It's time for Campfire Chat.
Edie, you found a really cool infographic on shaking up your routine from @FabStory that you shared with me.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, you got it from, I don't know where
at
you got
Fab
it from.
@FabStory, yeah.
Yes, @FabStory. And I really liked how there are different routines depending on what you're looking for. So we thought we would share some of those with you today.
Yeah, so it tells you, I just kind of want to preview this, Leia. Mm-hmm. It'll tell you how you should change your routine if you want to build confidence, what to do in your routine if you want to build like energy or connection, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, Leia, let's say that you are looking to build your confidence.
Oh, perfect. As a matter of fact, I am.
Yay.
Tell me, what routine do I need?
Well, according to this infographic, you need to make your bed, Okay. Wear something you love, and Leia, you're going to like this, recite affirmations.
Oh, Edie, do you know what I did? I woke up in the middle of the night last night. I couldn't sleep. And I actually started to write some affirmations because I've been thinking so much about my morning routine and I desperately want to revamp it or actually just have one. So yes, I turned on my lamp and I started writing some things down on post-it notes because I just need this so much in my life. I can't even tell you. So this is great. Okay, so recite affirmations.
You make your bed every day and wear something you love. I feel like you've got that dialed in.
Well,
so
just I don't.
Work on those. What?
Well, you know, I mean, some days I do, but you need to do it the night before, right? And sometimes, like, I'll try things on in the evening occasionally. They seem fine in the dark.
Why are you trying clothes on in the dark?
Oh, stupid. Well, I just don't have good lighting in the bedroom.
Oh.
Well, I hate overhead lighting, so that's part of the problem. Anyway, you know, and then now it's actually light enough that I can see myself in the morning. But in the winter, right, you leave the house because it's still dark and you get to school and think, what was I thinking?
What is this outfit? Yeah.
I know. But I am, as we've talked about in the last few episodes, really amping up my style. So I've got quite a few things in my closet right now that I do love, and I'm ready to start rocking. So, all right.
Yep.
So if I do these things, I will increase my confidence. I love it.
Yep.
And that's pretty easy. That's not a hard routine, right?
That's what I liked about these is that it's a short list.
Yeah.
It's like three things.
Okay. So, Edie, what are you hoping to shake up in your life?
Well, I have to admit, Leia, I've been having a heck of a time staying focused lately. I'm just bing, bing, squirrel, la, you know, everywhere. Nothing's getting done.
Well, I have just the advice for you.
Oh, good.
Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to drink more water. You're probably not hydrating enough, or you're having too much coffee and not enough, you know, just regular H2O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know you're really good at this already, writing your to-do list, though I have a feeling maybe you have too many things on your to-do list. I think you might need to refine it and, you know, hone it down to those top 5 to 10 things maybe. And the other thing that is recommended on this little infographic is to cut down on your screen time, to actually have no consecutive screen time during the course of your day at some point for 2 hours.
So, Leia, I used to do great at drinking water and I used to do great at writing to-do lists. The only thing I'm doing from this list is having no screen time for 2 consecutive hours.
Well, that's impressive. I feel like in 24 hours, I don't even do that.
Well, I feel like this explains why I'm not staying focused. I'm dehydrated and I have no list.
Okay. Well, there you go. Easy peasy. And I do have one additional thing to add, Edie. This is not on the infographic. This is direct from me. In my homeroom, I share a homeroom with a friend of mine, Cherie. We have our grade 6 cohort of kids that we meet with every day for close to 45 minutes and then 10 minutes in the morning. And we like to have a really mellow homeroom. So a lot of the other middle school teachers have like all this rock music playing and all this high energy. And in our room, we have lamps and we have sofas. And when the kids come in, they're really chill. And they know, like any kid in the middle school can come hang out in our room before class time. But during our homeroom advisory time, in the morning, and as the kids are filtering in, I play this focus music on YouTube. It's just called like high concentration or focus or something. And as soon as the kids drift in, they're just calm and collected. And they just like open up their computers, look at their messages that they need for the day. And they sit down and in their little pods and chat for a bit. And then we're all calm when we come together. And it's so good. So there's a lot of really good focus music that you can find on YouTube or, you know, on Spotify or wherever, I'm sure. But I think it helps.
Okay, I'll try it. Obviously, I need it.
So. Yeah, okay. Drink that water.
Well,
make your to-do list.
Yeah. Good grief. So, Leah, have you been wanting to feel more connected lately?
How did you know, Edie?
Well, here are three simple things that you need or you can consider doing.
Okay.
You can meditate.
Oh, yeah.
You can call a loved one. Or you
That's what
can
I'm doing
journal
right now.
Yeah. Or you can journal your thoughts. Those are, well, what do you think of that before I jump in with my opinion?
I like it. I think the meditate is actually, you know, one would intuitively think that you're disconnecting, not connecting. But I actually, you know, I'm on and off with my meditation. And yesterday I decided that I was going to meditate. And I felt really connected all day to people, actually, just by taking that time to tune into my, you know, my breathing and myself and set some intentions after I meditated. So that actually did, I feel, help me with my connection. So that was good. And I met with a loved one yesterday, actually two loved ones aside from my family. I had lunch with a friend, my friend Jenny. We sat outside. We had a lovely, lovely Yunnan meal, al fresco. And then we met our other friend, Claudia, and we went for a walk. And it was so good. So I didn't call, but I am calling you right now as we record. Yeah. But that was really nice connection time for me. And journaling, actually, interestingly, this week I picked up some of the markers that you and I bought at Target like a year and a half ago, 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
Yes. And they just make me so happy. Like, it makes me want to journal, right?
Leia, I've gone through at least 5 of those sets since you left.
They're fantastic.
I know. I love them.
So I'm all in on this. Okay. Yes. Okay, I do want to feel more connected. I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Okay.
All right.
So, Edie, I am guessing that some of our listeners want to sharpen their minds a bit, right? You think?
Well, of course, Leia, that's why they're listening to us, because they know we'll tell them how to sharpen their minds.
Because we're so scintillating.
Yes. How can we do this? What should we
do? Okay. Here are the three things that you can do to sharpen your mind. Well, in addition to listening to the chicks. Number one, you can do a brain dump. Okay, so I'm assuming what that means is just get everything down on paper.
I don't like how that sounds, brain dump.
Yeah, I agree. How might we reframe that? What else could we say? Journal about it.
Yeah, how about journal your thoughts?
Get brain it all down dump. On paper, right? Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay.
It sounds like you're vomiting your brain, right? Yuck. Okay, so journal your thoughts, read a chapter, okay? So yeah, read something, right? And take a walk. So basically journal, read, take a walk, and that will help you sharpen your mind.
This is the first list that I'm not 100% on board with. I would have thought that they would put something like do a Wordle or... solve a riddle.
Right. And I was actually going to add that too, because I've been fanatically doing crossword puzzles lately and Wordles. I do a Wordle every day, which I do not post, by the way, on Facebook, because I find that that's a bit much. But anyway, it's whatever.
I think people should start
their Wordles. Really?
Yeah.
Posting my Wordles?
Looking. Yeah, I think it's fun. Okay. I like knowing. I feel like people are connecting over it. And if people don't want to look at your Wordle score, they don't have to.
Okay,
I have to look at people commenting on football. So I'd rather look at people doing Wordle, sharpening their mind.
I think it's fine. I don't have anybody on my Facebook feed commenting on football, but all right.
Oh.
But I do like the idea, of course, reading. I'm a big reader. I read a couple books a week easily, and I usually have 2 or 3 going at a time. I think I picked that up from my dad. He always bought us books, and our whole family were all big readers. So I love to read. Taking a walk, I've not been doing enough of that lately, and I think we don't give because of my recent back surgery and stuff, but I'm back in the game quite a bit more. But I think we don't give enough credit to how much exercise does sharpen our brain power, right? That connection.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that it's really powerful to, like, you know, walk and not listen to anything.
It's almost, you know, like a meditation, right?
Yeah, observe. I'm not doing that. I'm sharpening my mind by walking and I like listening to my podcasts, my audiobooks, my beloved Hall & Oates.
Of course, yes, yes. Enough
some
said.
Some pep in my step.
Yes. Okay, well, fair enough. Okay, so anyway, sharpen your minds. Read some, walk some, journal some.
Journal some.
Yeah.
All right, Leah, who among us doesn't want to be healthier?
Well, yes, I hear you, sister. So what routine can we dig into other than the walking that we just talked about that will make that happen?
Well, here it goes. You can stretch. You can make sure that you get some sunlight and you can move your body.
Yeah. Well, that's all pretty obvious, right? The stretching bit has been a huge part of my routine lately, actually. I've been having to just really work on some specific parts of, like, my IT band and my calves and some things that are causing me some pain. So the stretching I'm actually making fairly meditative, too. I've sometimes I get a little bit cold in my room because the heat gets turned off in China, like in the middle of March, even though it snowed 3 days after the heat got turned off. We, you know, it's just like, it's cold. And so I've actually taken to, when I stretch, turning on a little space heater by the bed and making it cozy, turning on my lamps and doing some, I guess, meditating at the same time as I'm stretching, and I quite like it. But I also stretch when I'm watching TV because I love TV. So that's good. The sun, yes. I mean, you still got snow in Wisconsin, or hopefully not by the time we publish this one. But it's crazy, right? But there is more and more sun these days. It's warming up, and so I love it. The cherry blossoms are in full swing here in Beijing. So, get out, get some warmth, get some vitamin D, and, move your body in whatever way you are able to, right? Preferably outside these days, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what's our last routine? It is, let's see here, let's check out this infographic. Oh, when you want to take a break and just chill. Okay, so here's what you do. You spend some time outside. Apparently this is a part of many of the routines. You can listen to some
music. Go outside and journal.
Yes. While walking.
While walking.
And listening to an audiobook at the same time. And the third thing, you can add this in while you're doing all those things, drink coffee or tea. So take a break and chill. Spend time outside, listen to music, drink coffee or tea. How are you doing with that?
Well, I'm not spending time outside because it's so bloody cold out. So, you know, I am listening to a lot of music, Leah, because my beloved Daryl Hall just released a compilation of his solo efforts.
Okay. Well, you don't need to worry about oats then. That's good, since he really loved the
Hall. I'm not worrying about oats. And as for the drinking coffee or tea, Leah, I was drinking so much coffee. I was going through pounds of coffee, and I realized I was just, like, frantic. Everything was driving me nuts. I would, like, the kids, like, I was so on edge. And then Scott said to me, well, you know, how much coffee have you been drinking? And I'm, you know, like, shut up, you know, I'm not giving up my coffee, you know, just an idiot. And then I started thinking about it. And like on the weekend, I bet I would drink like 6 cups of coffee.
Okay.
And I make that AeroPress coffee. So that's like equivalent to 2 espresso shots. So that's 12 shots of espresso.
My gosh, you might as well start smoking while you're at it.
So anyway, I have for the last possibly 2 weeks, maybe week and a half, I'm just drinking 2 cups of coffee and that's it. And then I'm drinking tea. And I have not felt that on edge and that irritability, you know. Oh, I was really just about to lose my mind.
Well, you know, Edie, we have an espresso machine at home, and I just can't get the darn thing to make more than, like, you know, 1/4 of a cup of coffee. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. So I am not getting enough coffee.
You're not getting enough.
I know. I need to Google it or something, or just throw it out and, you know, just get a regular, I was going to say percolator.
Yeah, get one of those new percolators. I hear they're super good.
Newfangled percolator. Oh my gosh. But just like a coffee machine, right? Because in an espresso, I know they're not good for the environment either, even though we're recycling the pods, but we are not getting enough coffee in our daily routine. And Don needs it. Man, that guy needs coffee. And I come to him in the morning with his little, you know, this tiny little tassa of coffee, and he looks at me. What?
You need to Google that, because I'm sure there's some button you need to press.
Well, yeah, yes, there is. And apparently there's something about descaling your Nespresso machine. I don't know what that even means. So
that means you run vinegar through it for a long time, and then your coffee tastes like vinegar forever.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
That's why I switched to the AeroPress, but I could do a whole episode on coffee, Leia.
Okay. It's time for the Chit-Chat Challenge of the week. Okay, well, this week your challenge is to rev up your routine.
Share it with us on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook and let us know what you're going to do.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. So this is it for this episode of the 2 Chit-Chat Chicks.
So may I suggest that you go outside to check out our show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. And then if you haven't, walk around and join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop. Right,
while
Leia?
Drinking coffee or tea
while
at the same time.
Coffee or tea.
And making
you can
your
do
bed.
It.
Oh, geez. Okay, so consider writing us a review on iTunes so others can find the show. And also, please share it with your friends. We're fun.
Thanks, as always, to Charlotte and Leia for editing this show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Clack, clack.